You are listening to Troy and Tyler on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. We are a weekly trucking podcast, and all we talk about is trucking-related material and trucking only. Tyler, tell them how they can find us.
Yeah, you can definitely find us on TalkCDL.com, our number one spot. Also, Facebook.com/TalkCDL to listen to the show, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and any other podcasting app that you want. You can find us there. Thank you so much. Enjoy the episode.
We've got Trucker Ron and his wife, Tracy, with us. And guess what? We've got Ruth Ann in the studio today. Ruth Ann, come on over here.
Give her an applause.
Hi.
All right. Well, welcome there, young lady. And of course, Master Tyler's with us.
I prefer Yoda or whatever. I guess whatever. I'll go with whatever.
How about Yoder?
You look like a Yoda.
He does look like a Yoda.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I've got a question for Tracy, you know, because look, we don't get Ron in the studio that often, Tyler. And, he goes out there for months and months at a time, and he's been trucking now for 2 years. So he's learned how to do it. He hasn't had any major wrecks or anything like that. And he's officially a trucker. So Tracy, I got a question. Does Ron use trucker lingo when he comes home? Does he now try to tell you how to drive?
That's a whole new thing altogether anyway, because driving in me is not really a strong point, but I have this like nervous habit with it because of a couple of accidents that I've had where I'm like anybody driving, I'll grab onto the handle or I'll put on the emergency brake. And it's just, I take a corner a little too fast and he's on me six seconds. And I'm like, this isn't a trailer. It's a little Kia. So it's like, whatever.
You know, I remember when I was a driver, I'd come home after really being a trucker for a while. And I'd be driving down the highway and I point to my wife and I'd be like, that's a Peterbilt. That's a Kenworth. Does he do stuff like that? Hey, I see a weigh station. There's a chicken coop up ahead. Does he do stuff
I don't know that type of lingo, but going to some of the truck stops, I've learned to pick out some of the different types of trucks that are out there. So that helped a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Go ahead, Ron. I know you want to say something.
The cat's got my tongue for once.
Oh, my gosh.
Give her an example of what she's talking about. This afternoon, we were in Ocala, Chick-fil-A, and the parking is super, super tight. And even with a little Kia, we're in a little Kia in the middle of the drive-through parking spot. Coming backing up, waiting on drivers, and basically she covered her eyes.
He told me to look for a card in my purse just to distract me so I wouldn't have to do it.
I thought that was Sam's Club.
I don't know. It was something with both.
Whenever I'm in the car, I back up like a trucker, to be honest.
So you were driving?
I was driving.
Okay. So does he use other little lingos? You know, sometimes when a trucker goes to the bathroom, he'll say, you know, I've got to go make a delivery. Does he say things like that? I gotta go back
on that before.
I've got to back in the dock.
Yeah.
for the bathrooms. You do stuff like that, Ron?
Usually I tell her to watch out for the smoky bears.
The smoky bears. All right. We totally got a kick out of that one. Mm-hmm. So Ron, I got a question. And really, here's what I want to talk to you about. Rumor has it that, you're going to be leaving your first employer here in the near future. You've been there at Stevens Transport for about 2 years. Is that a correct statement? Yes or no?
That is correct.
Okay. So you're going to be looking for a new position. But now I got to say this, Ron, before we go on to talk about, I want to really get into this lease purchase that you've just done versus company driver. I want to get your opinion because that's a big thing with a lot of drivers. But you've actually stayed at your first job for over 2 years. And I got to be honest with you, man, we know the statistics. Most drivers don't make it, you know, 2-3 months with their first job. So, hey, hats off to you. Praise God over that.
Well, thank you.
But I got a question for you. Okay. And you and I talk, we're friends, and you went from company driver to lease operator. And I'd really like to, I'm not trying to pick on Stevens or anything like that. A lease purchase, a lease purchase. Most lease purchases basically suck. I mean, and let's be honest, they do. I mean, these are fellow drivers out there listening, and you know, it is what it is. So let's talk about that. You don't mind talking about the lease?
No,
okay?
No, not at all.
Well, so before we get into success or not, let's talk about how the lease is set up. And you're on your second truck, right? You were leasing another truck before?
No.
Is this the only
one? Well, actually, that is correct. This is my second truck, but I transferred over to the automatics because of a special deal.
Was the first one a Kenworth also?
The first one was the Freightliner.
Actually. So you were leasing the Freightliner.
Right.
And then when you had an opportunity to go to the Kenworth automatic,
that is correct.
Was that something you had to sign to get out of, or did you request it?
No, they basically amended the contract, going from the 2014 Freightliner to the 2017. It was a little bit more on the truck note every week. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's been a good experience, learning the ins and outs and all that.
Well, hold on. We're going to build up to that here in a second, as far as how you liked it or not. Okay. I got 10 million questions before we get there. Okay. So the lease itself, is it a straight lease, or is it a lease with the option to buy, or is it a purchase?
It's not a purchase. With Stevens Transport, it's actually just, you're just leasing a car, leasing a truck, just like you would a car.
Right.
There's no buyout or anything.
So at the end of
it's a walk away lease as well.
So at the end of the lease run, there is no residual where you have the option to buy.
That is correct.
Okay. So let's talk about the rules of the lease. I know a lot about lease purchasing. So my question on this lease is it unlimited miles, or after so many miles, you're actually getting charged for so much more per year?
Oh, no. You're actually getting charged per mile
while
you're driving.
What's your payment?
$630 a week.
$630 a week. And then on top of that, and that just covers the actual payment, right?
That
is there now additional for the miles or not?
You basically, it's like 5 cents per mile for the maintenance cost. You also.
Well, no. I'm just saying for example, I know a couple companies right now where one charges X amount like you're paying. And then there's another one I know they charge less, but the drivers pay has to, I think it's like $150 a week is the lease payment. And then the driver is charged 21 cents a mile for every mile they drive plus a 10 cent a mile.
It's not that much. It's usually 5 cents per mile that they charge you for every mile that you drive on the truck.
The 5 cents, that's strictly for maintenance, correct? Your oil changes, your
3 cents is for the maintenance and 2 cents per mile goes into your lease completion bonus. That's the thing about that makes this lease unique is at the end of the lease, if you complete it, whatever money you built up in the lease completion part of it, you get back at the end of that lease.
Okay. So, and well, speaking of the lease completion bonus, you're coming up on a completion yourself, correct? How long before your completion of the lease?
February 20th is when my lease is up.
And how long was your lease for? What was your term?
2 years.
So it's an actual 24-month term.
That is correct.
Okay. And so how much approximately is your bonus going to be?
Well, I want to say between $3,000 and $4,000 right now.
Okay. Between $3,000 and $4,000. Now let's go back to what you're being charged and everything. And Ruth Ann, jump in here if you want to say something. You're sitting there just making the place look pretty.
Oh, I'm listening. I'm learning.
Oh, she's learning. All right. And Tyler, don't be afraid to jump in on us here. Okay, so here's a question.
Wait a second. Wait a second. You told her she's just sitting there looking pretty, and I just get, don't be afraid to, do I get
don't
no
worry, Tyler. You look pretty too, I'm sure.
Thank you. Yeah,
start out by calling him Yoda, and now you're telling me he looks pretty.
Gosh.
All right, listen. Base plates, permits, stickers.
That's all taken care of by Steve.
So that's free.
That is correct.
Trailer rental.
There is no trailer rental.
Qualcomm. Are you Qualcomm or PeopleNet?
Qualcomm. And they do charge us, I think it's like $41 a week on the Qualcomm. The APU is like 11 something, I think, a week.
So you're renting the
APU? Yeah, they do nickel and dime you to death.
Okay. Yeah, and I've never even heard of an APU rental.
Yeah, they do.
Feel like that bonus that you get at the end.
Come on.
Makes you feel like that completion bonus is just kind of reimbursing you all the money you stuck out on the nickel and diming.
Yeah, that's what I've come to realize. But I've over the last 2 years, I've seen at least 100 drivers just quit.
Well, and you see, I wanted to talk to you about that, Ron. That I admire you. I really do, for sticking it out like you did, because I'm going to bring it up. There's been several times where you went without a paycheck on that lease.
That is correct.
And I mean, that $3,500 you're going to get back at the end, that is a drop in a bucket compared to what you lost. Being honest. Hey, it's just being honest, right? Yeah. I mean, you know what? Talk CDL has been on a year and a half, Ron. Yeah. And we know the rules on this show is it's raw material.
Yeah.
We talk about it. It is what it is. And look, you know, and if Stevens... someday they'll hear this probably. Yeah. And it is what it is. You're not here lying about them or anything like that. I mean, the lease sucked.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
Okay.
And I'm not, you know, going to say anything that'll put Stevens in a bad light, but I will tell the truth.
Right.
I've seen drivers quit, and there's a lot of reasons why. The way the contract structured, the way the planners, don't keep them running. There's a million different.
And things. Ron, that is important, isn't it? When you're leasing, you've got to run. What do you think the mileage is that you've got to average in order to make a profit on that lease that you're doing right now?
Well, if it's when I had my original lease, I was at $580 a week. I was needing to average 1,500 miles a week just to
pay for everything. Even. Right. Okay.
But that was with the 14, right?
That was with the 14. Now, with the 17 and the added $50 a week truck note, I needed to break about 1,800 miles. And at one point, Stevens only had me at 2,200 miles a week.
Okay.
Now, one way that you can really make money if you decide to go into a lease purchase program is to really pay attention to your trip planning sheets and really pay attention to your fuel economy. If you're really good at doing that math and really know how to cut corners in that area, then it's a good idea for you. But if you're kind of shaky on those areas and just don't like to do the legwork, it's really not the plan for you.
But Tracy, Ron did say that the load planner is really kind of held a lot of people back for miles, where, you know, you can be the best management, you know, you can have the best management mind in the world, but if somebody's not giving you the miles, that's a killer.
So this is another thing with Stevens, and I've been told through other drivers that Stevens has lost contracts because there's been drivers that don't run the way they need to, or they just develop bad attitudes because they don't get the loads they need. It's a combination of both the driver and the trip planners. If you're working with your DM, you could actually get the miles. You just got to stay constant on it. But in reality, and this is key with Stevens, and I don't fault them for this, in order to really succeed on the contract level, you need to be a driver trainer. That's where the real money is.
Yeah, because you get double miles.
Because you get double miles. Right. And in my experience, I'm pretty sure I'd be a good trainer. It's a lot of responsibility. Plus, you have to have a lot of trust in that student driver. Because there's...
Not just that student driver. Oh, next one and the next one and the next
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Eventually, you're going to get a crappy one, I would think.
Yeah. And with getting sick and everything and... the upkeep is just phenomenal.
So
Tyler wants to say something. Go ahead,
Tyler.
We've talked a little bit about the, you know, their lease and stuff like that, but a question, and we briefed it in the beginning, was the fact that you've been with them for 2 years. So with all that kind of that lease that you're talking about, you know, the ups, the downs and everything, would you say that even though it's kind of crappy, it by far was one of the best companies to start out with, in the fact that you know, you got all the experience, you got all this knowledge and stuff, and now it's a good way for you to kind of lead on?
Yeah, Tyler's going to like something that I had planned in a few minutes down the road. We got more questions, but go ahead and answer that one.
In all due honesty, Stevens is a really, really good company to start out with, to train with, to get your experience with. Outside of that, unless you want to become a driver trainer, or you want to drive a team, I would say maybe do a one-year contract if you're so inclined, and then move on. I did the 2 years because I felt I needed to actually get the experience, Ron, more experience than most people.
Ron, going on what Tyler just asked, you did, how long were you a company driver?
3 months.
Oh, really? That's it?
That's it.
Okay. In that 3 months, if you compare that 3 months to the first 3 months of a lease purchase, company driver is really where it's at, isn't it? I mean, now, what were you, let me ask you this. Let me back up. What were you getting paid as a company driver?
It was like 28 cents a mile.
Okay. So it probably isn't even worth asking. What does an experienced driver there get? Do you even know?
The highest I've heard is like 35 cents a mile on the company side.
And, you know, to be honest with you, me personally, and Tyler's dealt with lease purchase guys, I would take 35, 40 cents a mile as a company driver with benefits over a lease purchase.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Every day of the week, you don't have to worry about. One of the problems with lease purchasing, and you've probably experienced this, is the stuff the warranty doesn't cover. Maybe a little breakdowns, maybe little extras that have to go into that truck. Whatever the case is, it's coming out of your pocket. And you have a bad week or two, it's a killer, man, as a lease purchase driver.
Yep.
It really is. Go ahead, Tracy.
One of the things that I do have to say with it is that with it, you do have to.
What you have to do, what?
I kind of lost my train of thought. I had it. You really.
That's a sign of
getting. I lost it. I have no idea where I was going with that. Yeah, sorry.
It's official.
You got your handsome husband there, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were just dreaming about being home with him for a change.
Yeah, I've become a distraction.
Hey, Tracy, it's official. You're getting old.
The white is coming in a little bit, but yeah. What can I say?
Yeah. So really, the bottom line, that's what I really wanted to talk about here. You know, you've been there 2 years. You've literally stuck it out with the lease, and by no means, here's the one of the things that I want to point out, and this is why one of the reasons I want to talk about this. You're not a regular trucker, Ron. You're a guy that will go out, okay, and stay out for 6-8 weeks at a time, and they always recommend on a lease purchase that you have to stay out at least 2-3 weeks in order to be successful with a lease purchase, and you stay out 6 to 8 weeks. And look, bottom line is you keep it running if you can, mm-hmm. but yet you're, and let's be honest, man, you're pretty broke.
Here's something that I need to bring up.
Go
because,
ahead.
On December 19th, I was supposed to get my truck bumped up in speed to 66 mile an hour.
Okay.
That never happened.
What are you governed at?
62. I'm still at 62.
As an owner operator, you're at 62 mile an hour.
Yeah. And with Stevens, you can't go above that until your second year of solo driving. And if safety recommends you, they will bump it up. But apparently I've had a couple of issues, but on the same token, I've been pretty much clean for about a year, roughly. I think there was one backing in incident back in March, I think, of last year.
But did you notice that being governed at 62, did you notice that that's better on your fuel that you end up putting out?
It depends on the load, on the weight of the load. If you're at 44,000 pounds of load, your MPGs are going to be about 7.7, 7.8. But if you do anything like 30,000 or below, MPGs go up to about 8.9. And it also depends on the area of the country and the weather. There's a lot of things that affect the MPGs. It all depends if you keep your tires inflated properly.
Go ahead, Tyler.
So, I mean, he answered my question. That's what I was going to ask. So I was going to ask what your current MPGs are in that kind of in those ranges. But my next kind of question would be, Troy asked you, would you have rather been the company or the lease purchase? And my question is, would you rather be just buy maybe a little bit older of a truck just straight up and actually be a straight owner operator and be able to manage everything yourself and only, you know, or like, right. What would you do there?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Yeah. I would rather be outright owner operator.
I read, if I had to do it over again, I would just rather buy the truck outright. That way, that would eliminate one big headache.
Ron,
and that's
the
truck payment.
The overhead is a lot less when you're a straight up owner operator. It really is.
It really is.
Yes. Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, you're talking, your payment, you said, is 600 and what a week?
30 a week.
630, which comes to like $2,500 a month as a truck payment.
That is correct.
So if you really think about your overall cost and fuel's going up right now, which of course, what's your surcharge, by the way?
Right now it's 22 cents a mile.
22 cents a mile is the fuel surcharge?
That is correct.
Okay. So, you know, when you think about your cost right now, you say it's about 1500 plus your fuel. What's 3000 miles cost you right now in fuel? If you, would you guess? Are you spending 800?
Yeah, that's sounds about right. About 800.
So you're talking $2,300 before a dollar of profit goes in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And what's your average gross?
You forgot the APU rental and the Qualcomm rental.
Well, that's everything. $1,500 is
yeah, on average with the it's about $970 with everything that they charge you.
Right.
Roughly. Like I said earlier, it usually amounts to about anywhere from 1,800 to 2,000 miles just to break even, depending on the fuel.
Yeah. Right. One of the things we have to think of is the company drivers might only get 28 cents a mile, but that's basically theirs to take home. We have all this expense for leasing, so the company's basically happy to give us, say, 3,500 miles to cover the lease, but then they skimp a little bit on the money the miles that are able to give us so that we can actually get a paycheck with it.
Essentially, what's happening is the dispatch or planners basically give you enough miles to cover the truck payment, and that's pretty much it. And that's created some hostility with some drivers, with Stevens.
Well, Ron, I was in the recruiting department for many, many years, and I very rarely see and meet truck drivers that have a successful lease. The story that you're telling on the air right now is the story that I've heard on the phone many, many, many times for many years. Just can't make it. It's just you know, one of the reasons why trucking companies would rather lease a truck to a driver than be a company driver. Yeah,
they escape responsibility of the fuel and maintenance, and
that's the big one. No, that's the number two. The number one is workers' compensation and insurances. I'm not kidding you. The cost of workers' comp and claims in the industry beats the actual trucking company's fuel bill. How crazy is that?
That is crazy.
Think about that. For every 100 trucks, you're talking almost $1 million a week in fuel, right. And yet their insurance claims, okay, for injury and workers' comp, beats that. Is that not sick or what?
That is sick.
So now you take that and you look at a trucking company when they lease a truck to you. Guess what? There's nothing on them anymore. You're insured by a company. Okay, your liability and your workers' comp and all that stuff is.
Well, we do pay.
You're paying for it. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. We do pay bobtail insurance.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah. Bobtail, physical damage, liability, right. All that.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the base plates and all that's all on them.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, it's amazing. And you know, I didn't want to put you on the spot and embarrass you.
No, one bit.
But you know what? You're an honest guy. And like I said, I'm not here to knock Stevens or anybody like that. It is what it is. But here's another thing. You're talking a monster of a company. You know, when you start getting up, how many trucks does Stevens have?
Last I heard was about 2,200, I believe.
2,200. And let me tell you what most trucking companies like to do. They like to overhire. And the reason being is because usually 20 to 25% of their fleet is down at all time. A lot of people don't know this.
Actually, if you go to the Stevens Yard in Dallas, Texas, you can believe it. I mean, there's at least half the fleet sitting there.
Well, but what I'm getting at is 20, 25% of most trucking companies' fleet, drivers on vacation, drivers are sick, maybe trucks are broke down, trucks that are in the shop getting repaired. So they actually have to almost overhire to compensate for their customers. So what happens is the drivers get caught up, and I'm not just saying this for Stevens, I'm saying this for most trucking companies. your next thing you know, your freight has to be delivered. And so now a lot of times you have X amount of freight with sometimes too many drivers. And, but a lot of people think, oh yeah, we really need the drivers because we have the empty trucks. And a lot of times it's just barely enough to make each driver get 2,500 miles. And you're finding that out. Like you said, they starve you, and it may not be them purposely starving you. It just may be that they're not capable of giving everybody more than an average of 22 plus 100 miles.
Well, I made it my goal at the beginning of the contract to come heaven, heck, or high water to get through it.
Right.
And I set a goal, and I learned quite a bit. I'm almost there at the goal. To say that I wasn't tempted to just quit like everybody else, I would be lying. There's been times.
Right.
But I prayed, and the good Lord kept me going.
Yeah.
And he continues to do that. And by the grace of God, I'll finish his contract.
Well, praise God on all that.
And then go on to bigger and better things.
Right. So any thoughts on what you want to do when you leave there? You want to do flatbed, tanker? You want to try something new?
Actually, I'm getting quite accustomed to the reefer division.
Yeah, the reefer. I'm glad you added division.
Right.
You know, I'm just kidding. Tyler, you were about to say something.
No, I was going to ask the same thing. I was like, okay, well, what is the future for Ron here? Like, what do you plan on getting into? Is it OTR again? Are you going to try and switch over to a regional? I mean, what are you kind of thinking?
I'm kind of thinking regional, home maybe every 4 to 6 weeks, maybe.
Regional 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
There's
truckers out there throwing up right now. 4 to 6 weeks.
I might be the hated one now.
No, you're not the hated one. I mean, honestly, most truckers, I think, would love to be able to have your stamina. Most truck drivers got to go home every week. I'm going to tell you that right now. There's a lot of guys out there that do 2 weeks, 2 to 3. But the guys like you are so rare, it's unreal. Honestly, not many guys stay out for 6 to 8 weeks like that.
She doesn't want me gone that long, really, I don't think.
He's really deflated for like for the first 2 days. He has all the stress built up with him and everything else. And it really takes some 2 or 3 days off to relax a little bit and be on home time. So that's why he's always home for like a week or so at a time.
Yeah, I like to stay out, you know, and then when I come home, I like to take a week off.
Yeah.
That's my big thing, take a week off with Tracy. It takes me a couple of days to kind of just deflate, if you know what I mean.
I do.
And then get into somewhat a little bit of a normal routine for the rest of the time. And then the last day or two, get myself prepped up and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you on the coming home and deflate. I remember back in the day coming home and going, oh my gosh, I just want to breathe. It's like, and you know what's weird? When you're sitting down for weeks at a time, and then all of a sudden you get out of the truck and you're walking around, your legs kind of feel weird even. You know what I mean? It's something, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And thing about being on the road too, I've noticed the longer I stay out, the less I exercise, and that does affect your health in so many ways. I'm starting to lose my mind. Anyway, when you're on the road for so long and you get to a point where you feel like your health is, you start feeling like you're closed in.
Like cabin fever?
Like cabin fever. That's, for me, that's usually 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Any longer than that, now I'm about freaking out. Plus, my blood pressure is boiling. I'm getting into fights. I don't get into fights with dispatchers at all. Mm-hmm. But I do have a tendency to send messages over the Qualcomm like, hey, I need to get home.
Do you use capital letters?
All the time.
Oh, really?
Every time I send anything. As a matter of fact, this last time to get home, I had to basically tell him, okay, I'm going to deadhead home. And I was in Iowa.
Yeah.
If I'm paying the fuel, I'll deadhead.
After 8 weeks, they should be getting you home, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this was about 3 months. Well, October, I think. So, yeah, I was to the point where I'll just deadhead home. I'm buying the fuel.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, oh, we got a load for you.
When I first was on the truck with him, we were actually stuck on the road for 8 months. We had planned we went out in January or May, June 7th, and we were didn't get back until January. We were supposed to come home in July, but we had a little accident in the truck, but that was one long stretch of being on the road.
My gosh.
Yep.
There's no way I could do that. I know there's truck drivers going 8 months.
The only reason why we made it 8 months was we were together.
And it was our honeymoon.
Yeah, it was kind of our honeymoon period.
Yeah, I hear you. But you know what? 8 months. I used to tell people all the time, I don't care how big they advertise a condo as, when you have two people in there, it gets awful small. It does. Fast.
So you don't want to go in a condo with me again, babe?
Yeah, no. Yeah. well, you know, like I always tell people, she had the "I want to get out of the truck" stare.
Yep.
You know,
I got
that. Like, there's a mall. There's a casino. Can we stop?
Yeah. I'd be honest with you. I can't blame them. You know, I would not want to sit as a passenger in an 18-wheeler. You can only play, you know, do so many games of Scrabble and you know what I mean? And the bouncing around, there's just no way. Tyler, what do you think?
You wouldn't, no. I never would be able to last that. I'm about to be going on the trip. I think we've talked about this here in about a month. I'm moving back down to Florida, and that's going to be 2,200 miles. That's going to be about my limit.
And by the way, just
that's nothing, Tyler.
I know. I realize that. But I was never OTR. I like driving. I like road trips. But I'm not the, okay, I'm going to go on a road trip and have to listen to somebody the whole time. Like,
hey, Tyler, do you have to worry about your hours of service when you're going down there?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I didn't think
no,
so.
No, exactly. You know,
Tyler just kind of gave up the bag. He's literally leaving Minot this month, Lord willing.
I think we've talked about that.
They're transferring Tyler to Northern Florida, so he will be in the neighborhood. We'll be doing more recordings in person than anything.
Yeah. And that's another issue, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about at another show, is the hours of service.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is also a big issue, especially on the contract side.
I hear you. Well, and again, you know, I think we're pretty much just about out of time here, Tyler, aren't we?
Yeah, we're pretty much there. You know, that's definitely next time you're in town. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you in for more, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are. So what is your plan is, obviously, probably in about 6 to 8 more weeks, be back for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome.
Lord willing. And I'm probably going to go ahead and. I was kind of hoping to have another job lined up before I came home for my rest period, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Yeah. Well, you know, we wish you nothing but luck and prayers, you know, in your future here, well, Trucker Ron. I mean, in my opinion, like I said, and I know a lot of truck drivers and I've been in doing this a long time, and I'm not just because you're on the show here. I mean this sincerely. I mean, there isn't many people that aren't listening would say the same. You're very rare. I mean, there is not many people you meet that first off stay at a company for 2 years plus these days. And second off, stay out for 6 to 8 weeks at a time. And like Tracy said, there was an 8 month stretch where y'all didn't even come home, but now you're out there by yourself. So you come home but honestly, it's an honor, man, to have you on the show.
You.
We appreciate that. Ruth Ann, did you want to say anything before we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, when I had the dead, I want to get out of the truck stare, they didn't have cell phones or that Kindles or anything like that. I had nothing.
You know how to read.
I did a lot of needlepoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tracy did a lot of needlepoint.
Yeah. See, I'd never make it as a trucker's husband.
I would never make it. Out of the truck with my fingers if I was messing with a needle.
Not the trainer type.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's wrap it up. You know what? We appreciate it again, y'all coming on the road.
Lease, no problem.
Lease purchase with Ron, or lease purchase versus company driver, whatever you want to call this episode, Tyler. But the bottom line is we appreciate the candid interview.
The Canada interview.
Candid.
Okay. I was like, wait, Canada. I must have missed something. I might have been sleeping the whole time.
You were thinking about what I was calling North Dakota.
Yeah. You know, I would say, hey, for all the trucker wives out there that might listen to us and stuff, you know, you heard a lot about, you know, Tracy and everything and her story. And We've had Trucker Wives in the past on here as well. So if you guys want to, you know, give her some props for being away from her husband for this long, or you have questions for her, how she deals with it, or you want to ask Ron how he deals with stuff, just ask us in the comments below, and we'll get those messages over to them, or you know, they have us on Facebook and stuff, so they can answer for you. So thank you so much, guys. Drive safe. Thank you once again, Ron and Tracy, and thank you, Druthan, Austin, for being on the show as well. Got anything else?
Well, thank you for having us on.
All right, y'all.
Night.
Peace. Good night.